So if you remake a movie called Ocean's 11, and then you do a sequel, naturally the sequel is called Ocean's 12. And if you do a sequel to the sequel, what can you call it except Ocean's 13, which is the latest Steven Soderbergh-directed movie starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt. And we have a review this morning that we will call Kenneth Turan's 3.
Ocean's 13 shows that while you can counterfeit many things in Hollywood, you can't fake inspiration. It's better than the fiasco that was Ocean's 12. How could it not be? But not as engaging as Ocean's 11. One of the film's characters sums it up best. It's not a great idea, but it's an idea.
I want you to steal the diamonds.
That's... can't be done.
We don't have the manpower.
Or the time.
Or a way in.
We get caught, we go away for life. We're not going to risk that so you can get his diamonds.
They're not for me. I just want him to lose what matters most to him. Do what you want with him.
Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's 11 was inspired in its own way. A lively, effervescent film that brought a little pleasure into a lot of lives. Ocean's 13, by contrast, is no more than a reasonable facsimile. It may be the best copy money can buy, but it's a copy nevertheless, lacking the brio and elan that made the 2001 film such a treat. How could it be otherwise? Director Soderbergh and his returning cast clearly enjoy working together, but these smooth and soulless films have become a Hollywood sinecure, a sure source of income requiring a little heavy lifting. The self-satisfied Ocean's 12 was too diffuse, so the 13 script has gone back to basics. It's a straight-ahead nuts-and-bolts effort, returning Ocean's gang to its let's-rob-a-casino-in-Las-Vegas roots. The target this time is Willie Bank, played by Al Pacino, channeling Phil Spector, the owner of a brand-new casino called, yes, The Bank.
The last time I looked, and I look every morning, it was my name listed as owner on more valuable property in this state than anyone else in history.
Which means you got a lot more to lose.
Well, I don't lose. People who bet on me to lose, lose, and they lose big. You come at me, you better know. I move quick, and when I do, I slice.
Ocean's 13 shows us the complex planning necessary for this elaborate scam. This is entertaining up to a point. But sometimes it seems that the entire movie is an elaborate sleight-of-hand maneuver designed to divert us from how little is actually going on. Also off-putting is the smugness that is one of the defining characteristics of Ocean's team. These guys are awfully stuck on themselves, and though they have reason to be content, it's hard to completely share in their happiness. Ocean's 13 will please those who delight in its persistent self-mythologizing. But the thrill of the original is gone, and nothing can bring it back.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times. Now, Ocean's crew members, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Don Cheadle, and Bernie Mac were among those at a special premiere of the movie in Chicago yesterday, and they announced a $2.75 million donation to the International Rescue Committee for Humanitarian Aid to Darfur. The pledge comes from an organization the men helped to found called Not On Our Watch. We've heard about it on this program. It draws attention to worldwide atrocities.